Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood. Welcome, everybody. Wow, what a week. Close losses following the Duke victory. And then last night, one of the top five comebacks in UVA basketball history. I mean, what a game and what a gut check for the Wahoos as they overcame a hot shooting Terrapins who seemingly at the beginning of the game couldn't miss a shot. Anyhow, the Wahoos claim the number four seed and will travel down to Greensboro on Wednesday for their shoot around at 6 o'clock. And they're going to face the winner of the North Carolina State VPI game. And that'll be in the quarters on Friday. Anyhow, the Hoos are 11-7 now in ACC play and 21-10 overall. The number 20 UVA baseball team managed to take 2 of 3 from Maryland at Davenport Field this past weekend. And the 6th-ranked men's lacrosse team beat Vermont on the turf field midweek and then dropped a toughie to Cornell on Saturday night. Anyhow, we're glad that you joined us. Spring is blooming already, it seems, but basketball is still rolling.
March Madness, well, it may have started yesterday in Charlottesville because the Duke game was the end of February, I think. But anyway, we got Jason Williford on the phone, so we're going to make quick work of this. Coach Williford's on the phone. Terry Gates is headed to the studio. He'll be with us shortly. And then second half hour, we got Corey Alexander. So we got a lot of hoop discussion tonight. Do we want to real quick? No, let's go straight to Jason Williford here. Coach?
Hello.
Hey.
How we doing?
We're doing better. Thanks to a second half surge last night and a little overtime taking care of business. But I must tell you, you know, the Hobbo is an old geezer with a weak heart. And you guys are trying to kill me. I think you, you know... A lot of stress in these games for Virginia fans watching the game, but it's a lot more fun to win than it is to lose, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't imagine having to wake up this morning and been on the wrong side of that. I think I've lost about 15 pounds in the last week and a half here, so I've been stressing as well, and my heart finally stopped racing at about 2 a.m. last night.
All right, what happened? What was the difference in the second half?
You know, I think there were just nerves early on, and we were tight. Shots didn't fall. You know, we were missing free throws. We weren't getting stops. You know, I don't know if there was just, you know, a tightness. But then we regrouped. Justin Anderson hit a big three, I thought, to end the half. That cut it to 13. I know that's still a pretty large lead. But I thought that gave us some momentum coming back out in the second half, and that was a huge shot for us. And from there, we battled. We battled. We got stops. And you know, guys, you know, made shots. Joe made a big three. Atkins steps to the line and knocks down 2 free throws and comes up with a big block. And Anderson gets a follow-up dunk that I thought ignited the crowd. And, you know, we just fed off of that, and they kept. I've never been a part I've been a part of a big comeback, but those kids, they gutted it out, and that was awesome. It was just awesome to sit on the bench and see that happen.
Jason, this is Frank. Good to see you on Saturday at the basketball alumni reunion reception. Much calmer JPJ on Saturday during practice and everything. And then all of a sudden the team comes out for the team introductions just before the game last night, and they looked so serious, and there was no jumping around. And I got worried, and then it seemed like every Virginia shot went down in the basket and then rattled out.
Right.
And then we were all looking around like, what's happening? And then obviously, I thought Justin Anderson's jump shot from the far left corner, as you just alluded to, I thought that was huge. That gave the team something positive going into halftime.
That shot and his energy, I thought his energy when he was in the game, when he was on the bench, it's just infectious. And I thought the kids, he and Mike Toby gave us a huge lift. But again, I think, you know, it's human nature. They're kids. Mm-hmm. And I think they were starting to feel the pressure. You heard all the bubble talk. You heard all of the talk. And I think they understood the magnitude. And I think it just, the start of the game, you could see that they were just pressing. They were tight. And we tried to tell them, look, fellas, we're in a good situation. We control our destiny. No other place we'd rather be than us controlling it. We don't have to worry about anybody winning or losing or someone else helping us out. Just go out and have fun. But again, that's easier said than done. They're young kids. But they responded, and they had a heck of a second half.
Jason, and by the way, listeners, we're speaking with Jason Williford right now, UVA assistant basketball coach. Jason, what was said at halftime following, obviously, Justin Anderson's big jump shot? And further still, talk about some of the huddles there in the second half, with the exception of the last timeout. We want to cover that later. But just in general, what were the coaches saying to the players, and what were you hearing from the players?
Well, we reiterated to them, hey, there's a lot of basketball left. We had just been in a situation down at Florida State. We were down, I think, 11 with about 7 to go. And we came and took the lead there, came all the way back, and we were able to take the lead. So we knew being down 13 with an entire second half to go, listen, just stick within what we do, stay within the system. Shots will fall, but we had to just get it one stop at a time, and we had to do it with our defense. And I think we made some adjustments. We didn't trap as much as we normally do, the post trap. I thought that gave up some easy buckets in the first half, and we made that adjustment. But it was a gutsy performance. And the theme was, you're not gonna hit a home run. Let's just keep getting singles. Let's keep getting singles, meaning let's get stops. Let's just get stops, and that's what we did.
Get stops and get good looks on the offensive end. That'll work all the time. And the other thing you got to keep in mind is, you know, you were down 17 in a game that ended up 54-54 at the end of regulation. It's one thing to be down 17 in a game that's going to be 90-88, but that's a big lead, even 13. But talk a little bit about Akil Mitchell, and he was rewarded today with third-team All-ACC. But what a year he's had, and yesterday another double-double. We're becoming accustomed to that now, 10 rebounds, 17 points, and I love the way he rebounds the basketball. You know, when he gets his hands on it, nobody's taking it away from him.
Yeah, he's been very consistent all year, and that's a testament to his hard work. He, he just goes out and he does his job. We need him to finish around the basket. He's making free throws this year. He's got that running sky hook that he's got down. Mm-hmm. He makes one of those a game. And, you know, he and Anderson, I think they're starting to become our version of Lob City. Anderson throwing him some lobs. But he takes pride in rebounding, and he wants to be a double-figure rebound guy. So, you know, the fact that he's just attacking the glass and going to get rebounds. And most nights, quite honestly, he's outsized by most starting centers in our league, and he's been a warrior all year, and he well deserved third team honors for him. I'm happy for he and his family. He's put in a lot of work.
Well, while we're giving him a high five, Joe Harris was first team All-ACC, and Jontel Evans made the All-Defensive team again. So kudos to all three of those young Warriors. And Jason, talk about a little bit about Mike Toby, because here's a guy that had mononucleosis this season, missed a number of key games right in the middle of the schedule, comes back in, and all of a sudden, you know, particularly against Florida State, was reaching up and tapping balls in like he played volleyball his whole life. And then last night, all of a sudden, he decided to put on some kind of Superman's cape and come up with crazy big plays.
Well, Mike gives us another offensive threat. He can score the ball. You know, his conditioning is not where it needs to be and where it was prior to him being out. So we've got to, you know, we got to monitor his minutes and make sure we're giving him blows. But he is an offensive threat, not only inside, but he can step out. I mean, he's got range to 3-point land. And in games like that, where we're struggling to score, he gives us a third option. And as he gets older, as he gets stronger, you know, he'll be able to play longer minutes, longer stretches, and I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in inside and out. But he and Justin, they saved the day for us. Two freshmen step up big when Joe was struggling most of the day.
Well, by the end of the regular season, as you know, they're almost not freshmen any longer. But, you know, now, obviously, a great win yesterday, but it's almost time to put that one behind and look ahead relative to you got the day off now on Thursday. As you plan for Friday, do you game plan for both Virginia Tech and NC State? How do you handle that?
Well, yeah, in fact, Coach Sanchez and I are in the office now. I'm watching NC State. He's watching Virginia Tech. You know, we're going to practice and prepare the way we always do. We're going to sharpen the things that we need to do. UVA has to do both offensively and defensively, and then just be ready to handle different actions that those teams, whoever it is that we may face, that they throw at us. But we've got to get us UVA right. We've got to rest guys, especially Harris and Mitchell. They need today to recover, and we just got to be smart about how we tax them heading into Friday's game.
Now you got what I call the show pony practice on Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Coliseum. Will you practice somewhere else additionally on Wednesday? I'm sure you'll go someplace Thursday to practice.
Yeah, I think we're practicing at UNC Greensboro on Thursday. We'll practice here before heading down to Greensboro. It's what we normally do on the road, practice here, head down there. We'll do a lot of shooting when we get there, you know, maybe walk through some stuff. But it'll just be some light 45-minute shooting and free throws and stuff like that once we get down to Greensboro.
All right, Jason, I know Hobo wants to talk about the ACC tournament, but I want to just dial back for a second. All right, you have the huge victory against Duke, which, yep, you know, they almost blew the roof of the, you know, the fans almost blew the roof off of JPJ. Krzyzewski almost angered every Wahoo in America with his comments after the game. Then you have the gut checks on the road where the team almost pulls them out, but not quite. Then the team pulls out one of the top five comeback victories of all time against Maryland. What's the psyche of the team, and how do you coaches help this team get ready for the ACC tournament down in Greensboro?
I tell you what, our psyche was pretty fragile after BC and Florida State, and yesterday was, you know, complete, totally other end of the spectrum. But they're kids. They're pretty resilient. They bounce back. Unlike myself, I'll be 40 in June. I can't handle it. my heart can't handle it. I've got tons more gray hair. But they bounce back. And our thing is to just let them know, hey, you guys are playing the game. You got an opportunity to continue to play. Let's just take it one game at a time and see what happens. But when we're right, we're as good as anybody in the country. But our margin of error is pretty slim, and we've got to do it collectively.
Yeah, it helps to make some shots. Yeah. I know Joe struggled a little bit yesterday, so hopefully he'll get his shooting eye back. But my wife will tell you that Sunday in Boston, we were supposed to go out to dinner with some folks Sunday night, and I told Linda, I can't go. I can't be civil with people. I was that upset at the end of that game, so I can only imagine how you all felt at that point in time. At any rate, looking ahead, ACC tournament and beyond, it's a new season. So best of luck to you, Coach Williford, and the team. We'll look forward to seeing you down in Greensboro.
I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right, Jason Williford, assistant basketball coach at Virginia and obviously former Hoo himself, and was on the last team that played on Saturday at the ACC. We want to see that happen again this year. But at any rate, we'll be back after these messages. We still got Terry Gates coming in studio and Corey Alexander at the bottom of the hour, so a lot more basketball to come. Stay tuned.